Fernando cut a piece of cheese from the block he bought. He hovered near me, so close I could feel the heat radiating off his skin. He held the cheese to my lips, his dark gaze locking with mine. "Try this. It'll go well with your wine." Fernando gave me a wry grin as he tried to feed me the cheese. Even though we had been casual friends for a long time, this setting felt very much like the makings of a date, and the gesture was too intimate for me. I plucked the cheese from his fingers and popped it into my mouth.
"See? It's good, right?"
"Thanks." My stomach flipped, and not in a nervous, flirty sort of way. I backed up and took a seat at the table as Fernando finished cooking our meal, suddenly turned off by the entire scenario. An unsettling sensation had wormed its way into my gut, the same kind of feeling one gets when walking alone in a dark parking lot at night. It was a hollow, vulnerable sensation, like being at the bottom of a dark pit with no way out. Having a first date at my home had been a bad idea. We should have gone out for coffee or dinner or even a movie. How much did I really even know about Fernando? He could do anything to me, and Star wouldn't be home for hours.
"Everything okay?"
Fernando glared at me under heavy eyebrows, his full lips turned down. What am I thinking? This is my friend. Fernando wouldn't hurt me. I was letting my anxiety get the best of me. Either way, I had to admit that my feelings for him weren't in the least bit romantic. Time to change the subject. "Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry. There's something else, though. Something I haven't told anyone."
"Ooh, secrets."
Fernando began to plate up dinner.
"What is it? Are you really a spy?"
"There was a book in the box of my grandma's things you saved. And a knife. They were both weird. Do you remember seeing them back at Heron's Glen?"
"No, but I didn't pack up the box,"
Fernando said, bringing our plates to the table.
"I just held it to the side for you."
"Here, let me show you." I went to the credenza and pulled out the paper-wrapped knife. I turned and showed it to Fernando, and his expression went slack.
"That thing looks dangerous."
"It is. It cut me once already." I extended the knife in his direction. "It's heavy. Here, feel it."
"No, thanks."
Fernando held up his hands in a defensive way.
"I don't want to touch that."
"Oh, sorry." The air felt heavy between us as I realized I messed up again.
"It's fine. It's just our dinner's getting cold."
Fernando motioned to the table. "You're right." I cringed and wrapped the knife back up in paper. I was ruining the night. He didn't want to hear about the weird things that were happening to me. After the way Fernando looked at the knife, I decided to keep what happened with the book to myself. I sat back down at the table, picked up my fork and knife, and forced a smile. "Thanks, this looks great." Fernando and I shared a strained meal, punctuated by clipped conversation and the scraping of silverware against plates. I faked a headache, and he politely left after we cleaned up. I poured the rest of the wine into my own glass. Star was all smiles when she came home just as I was finishing the dishes. I was happy to see that she was happy and relieved that Eric was continuing to keep good on his word. Star greeted me with a hug and kiss, the scent of buttered movie theater popcorn on her breath.
"How was the movie?"
"It was okay.
Some action flick about a bunch of middle-aged guys." Star tossed her purse on the counter.
"How did your date go?"
"Not great," I admitted. "Fernando is a nice guy, but I think it's best if we stay friends."
"Really? That's too bad. I like him."
"I do too," I said. "Nothing romantic is going to happen, though. There's no spark."